Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Trump administration wants to end limits on how long immigrant children could be detained at the border.
Bloomberg reporter Michaela Ross is joining us on our newsline. Michaela, what are those limits now?
Sure. Right now, we're looking at limits of about 20 days. Now, let's be clear that this has to do with immigrant families. So right now, children can only be detained for 20 days, but families also have to be released because of that 20-day limit. They can't be held longer. So this is going to take that rule and spread it to them as well.
Do we get a sense of what the end goal is here for the Trump administration in making the rule change?
The Trump administration has a couple different goals on this. First and foremost, as you remember, about a year ago, there was a large influx of family separations under their own policies. And one of the reasons those families were separated was because of exactly of this restriction. If the parent is going to be held for a longer period of time, they got to separate them from the child that can only be held for 20 days. And there was a very big backlash at that time as to why these families were being separated. And so the Trump administration is hoping that this is something that will allow them to hold families together as they go through their entire immigration court proceedings. That's one goal. The other goal, though, you know, is to deter future families from coming in the first place. They want there to be a consequence for when we have this very large influx of families coming across the border. It's about five times as high as it was at the same time fiscal year 2 years ago. So with that very large increase, they're hoping that the word gets out that, you know, if you cross the border, you could be detained, and it wouldn't be just a detention for 20 days. It would be longer than that.
Michaela, a lot of those detention centers already at capacity or more. Would this change further tax those detention centers?
This is an excellent question because, yes, ICE is currently detaining about 55,000 people, and these are at historic highs. And so and Congress keeps declining to give them more funding for ICE beds, especially with the Democratic House. So I asked Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan the same question this morning. If there's not the bed space for more families at this time, is this really going to make a difference? And he said, you know what, even if we don't have future plans at this point to be building out these family residential centers, the most important thing is that deterrence, just the protocol of when you come over as a family, it's not a quote-unquote free ticket or a free passport, as they said they've heard migrants say, to just get into the U.S. without having to spend time in detention. This is going to have more of a consequence for those folks.
Bloomberg reporter Michaela Ross, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.